from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Halloween's coming up, but it's the 29th of September, so it's a little over a month away. We were talking about the decoration Home Depot took down of scary Peeper Creeper, where it's a guy looking through a window. You can put it on the outside of your house looking in if you're having a Halloween party to freak out people who came over to your house, or put it on the inside of your house looking out to freak out people who were coming up your sidewalk for trick-or-treaters. But someone was offended, didn't see the humor in it, and thinks, hey, you know, that's against the law, voyeurism. So Home Depot decided to stop selling the decorations. I wish they'd stop selling that decoration that is that ghost that's motion sensor that Eric does such a great impression of. I mean, it's like, it's spot on.
The one that goes,
yeah, that.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to have Eric stand outside my house when people walk out. He just does that. Not even dressed as a ghost. Just dressed as you normally dress.
The worst.
Stop selling that one. I hate that one. I think we can all agree.
Yes.
On that particular one. Oh, and Frosty, we talked about the bass player for Primus's birthday today. Somebody texts the show and says, those weird sounds on that Primus song was the bass line, Frosty.
I stand corrected. I hear it now, yeah.
See, we need Christian Hand or something to break down the song.
Yeah, there's definitely basses there. I was wrong.
Halloween is an official holiday, but there's all these unofficial holidays. I don't know where the hell they come from. But today, September 29th, is officially recognized as National Coffee Day.
National Coffee Day.
Hey!
So, any place that sells coffee, like donut shops or, I guess, coffee places, probably have a deal. So mention National Coffee Day. They probably got to get you a discount of some kind. You don't drink coffee, do you?
Oh, I'm a coffee hound. Are you kidding?
Really? I've never seen you drink coffee.
Oh, constantly.
Just now threw my cup away. Mm-hmm. I'm a coffee freak.
You have Mountain Dew on one hand and coffee in the other?
Well, it's after 7 now. here's my coffee cups in the trash, but I was slurping this from
And you're not addicted to caffeine at all?
No, not at all. I had coffee at about 4:30 when I woke up, and I had one when I got to work, you know, and so this is my second cup, and now I'm on Diet Mountain Dew.
Do you ever circle back to coffee in the daytime?
I do, late in the afternoon. And I'm one of these weird people who enjoys the flavor of coffee so much, and it doesn't necessarily give me the caffeine rush anymore, that I have sometimes a cup of coffee before I go to bed.
That is weird.
No, I just enjoy the good. And I've got one of those...
You're a coffeeaholic.
I am.
It's like those alcoholics have to maintain a certain level of blood alcohol, but they're not drunk. I mean, anybody else might be in a coma. Like they live at 0.25.
And I live at whatever caffeine
level. Yes,
whatever
caffeine level, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have withdrawals if you stopped drinking.
Well, when the weekend rolls around and maybe I sleep in on Sunday and I don't get my morning coffee, I get a headache.
Yeah, caffeine headache.
A lot of people, they drink coffee Monday through Friday and Monday through Saturday. Then the weekend's like, oh God, I need some caffeine in my head.
The best cities for people who love coffee are Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, of course. But the worst cities for people who love coffee... San Bernardino, California, Fresno, California, Riverside, California, and Stockton, California.
Mm. That's so weird. They don't have like Coffee Bean and Starbucks. And...
Can I tell you
they have meth.
Oh, who needs coffee?
Oh, in those places, they have meth.
Can I tell you one of the greatest, though most boring coffee stories you'll ever hear? It's from a Charles Kuralt book.
Oh, my God. And it's begun. He's almost 4 weeks in. He's already this comfortable. Or he brings up Charles Kuralt stories.
I waited almost a month, didn't I? Give
you
me some props for that.
You did. All right.
How do you like your sandwiches cut? Is it down the middle or from end to end? I couldn't remember from yesterday.
I've noticed in my travels around this country that the further west you go, the weaker the coffee is. Why is that? The reason is back to the founding settlers. They stored their coffee in their wagons as they headed. Can I snap out of Charles?
Yeah. You just do you.
Give myself lupus, for God's sake.
Just do you.
Anyway, so apparently coffee was, of course, made in the East in the early days when the West was just wildness and, you know, Indians and plains. So as the settlers loaded up their wagons to settle the West, they didn't have any more coffee to replace it the further west they go. They had to use the same beans over and over and over and over. There was no Starbucks in the middle of nowhere, Montana.
Right.
So the coffee that was great and strong in New York or Pennsylvania or wherever they left, or Virginia, as they traveled west, they were using the same beans.
So it was in the 47th pot.
Yes.
With the same
So the coffee got weaker and weaker the further west they went. So as they got to the west and the people out there, the second generation came along, you know, they were so used to weak coffee that they don't to this day coffee is weaker on the West Coast than what you normally get on the East Coast. Charles Correll, CBS News, New York.
Sammy has no idea who Charles Correll is. It's like, well, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Does she know what New York is?
That's a good question as
good
well.
Good point. Very good point. Yeah. Okay. if I drink coffee, it's because it's the only thing there. I need a little pick me up. Or I need to get my bowels moving.
Yeah.
There's something about coffee that just makes you rumble.
That's true. I've asked you to go to Starbucks many times. He goes, oh, no, I don't want to have to use the toilet.
I mean, if I go to breakfast in the morning, like on the weekend, I'll go down to my little diner and I'll say, yeah, give me a coffee and a water, you know, so I drink my coffee. I have to, I mean, before I'm even done with the last slice of bacon, I better get home.
Mm. Oh, you don't go there. You get home. It's close enough that you can get home. You don't use the diner bathroom.
I think the diner bathroom is just, because there's only one toilet in
it's
it.
It's co-ed, yeah.
And I think it might be co-ed. I don't know. I just don't use the diner bathroom.
Yeah.
They usually have that cheap paper in there anyway. You know, the thin
bargain. But enough about diner bathrooms.
You know why the paper is thinner, the toilet paper is thinner on the West Coast than the East?
No, same reason the coffee's weaker?
I had to reuse. I don't know. I thought maybe you knew.
Yeah. They've been using the same toilet paper, 40 different wipes.
They just makes keep sense. Folding and turning and folding and turning.
It might have used that as the coffee filters. I didn't know. You were saying. Don't wait on me. You were saying.
When toilet paper got to the West, that's when they cut it into those little sheets.
To make it last
to
longer.
Ration it out. Yeah. Because yeah, out there on the East Coast, it's just a giant roll like a fire hose.
Yeah, plenty.
It wasn't even perforated
no,
in the
no
East,
perforated,
right?
No perforated sheets.
Perforations happened around
the... Wipe as much as you wanted.
Kansas, that's when it started perforating.
Got to save paper in the West. We still do it to this day.
Things
Charles
you learn.
Correll.
Oh, that was horrible.
There is a coffee now. It's called Behold Stiff Bull. The instant coffee that won't just make you perky, it'll also make your penis perky, too. Oh. Yes, that's right. The magical Java promises to give you a boner with every cup.
The best part of waking up.
We secretly replace their regular coffee with boner coffee.
It really is chock full of nuts.
He never does that at home.
Yeah, I have to get home for this last piece of bacon. I just didn't go into the diner bathroom to take care of myself. Like most people do at diner bathrooms.
So
if you drink it black, it gets even bigger.
Yeah, you don't want any cream in that one.
Yeah. No, you shake it up, it'll cream itself. It's a real thing. Okay, 1-800-95-5-KLOS. What's going on, traffic, Lisa?
Sure, go to me after that. That's fine. Earlier, Sigler canceled.